It's this way.
Are you sure? It feels like it's that way, over there.
Well, I'm certain, Ted. You're pointing back towards the wreckage.
Oh. It just doesn't feel right.
Well, you got turned around coming down the tree, that's all. Trust me.
Can you see the tower?
The light. I can see the light through the treetops.
Okay, then. Let's go.
Oh, really? Thanks. Such a pain in the ass sometimes. Oh, we're out of the woods.
Is it light out?
No. No difference. Dark. No moon, no stars.
I hear crickets.
Locusts. Just an endless plain of grass. Dead grass.
Dead?
Brown.
Can you see the tower?
There's something there. A shape. We're heading in the right direction.
What about the tower? You said it was a tower.
I said I think. I said it seems. I can't tell for sure. We're still too far away. Come on.
How far?
Stop it. Jesus, we'll get there when we get there.
You sound like my mother.
Well, you sound like a child. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Ugh. Ugh. More slugs. Disgusting.
Where did they come from?
I don't know. Here, step over here. There you go. Oh. Ooh. They're bigger. Much bigger, like the size of...
What?
I don't know. Big. They're big. Twice as big as before.
Oh. They're even colder again.
I don't like this. Let's get out of here.
Wait. I want to know what they're doing.
Nothing.
How many are there?
10, 15. I can't tell. They're all on top of one another.
Are they moving?
No. Yes, I think. Just slithering around.
In any direction? Are they going somewhere?
No, I can't tell. It doesn't look like it. Who cares? Come on, please, Ted. Let's get out of here. Find out what the light is, if there are other people here.
Right, right. You're right. Lead on, fearless one.
You're making fun of me?
No, no. Come on. Go. Go. Let's go.
Wow.
About what?
We're there. Here. It is a tower.
Show me where. I want to touch it.
Here. Reach straight out. There.
It's marble. And I can feel the curve. A tower. There must be someone around inside. Oh, this is it. Gail, we did it. We're going to be okay. Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Can anyone hear me?
I don't see anyone.
Maybe they can't hear us if they're at the top. How tall is it?
I can't tell. There's nothing to compare it to.
10 stories? 20? 30?
I don't know. I don't remember buildings. It's been so long.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. Again.
It's tall, though.
Taller than the trees?
Taller than the trees, yes.
Is there an entrance?
Yes. A door. Over here. Follow me. Oh. It won't budge. Help me push it open. Here.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, push!
It's empty.
Empty? What do you mean?
What? Just stairs around the edge, spiraling up the wall.
And then what?
I can't see. It's dark.
Gail, we need to go up.
It's steep. There's no guardrail.
We have to find out if anyone's up there.
I don't think I can.
You have to. You'll be okay. I'll lead. You close your eyes.
Great. The blind leading the blind again.
I'll be able to hug the wall. Just hold on to my hand.
Sounds nuts. Are you sure about this?
No. But we don't have a choice.
Have you ever heard of the value of little white lies?
Oh, okay. Right. You're going to be great. Fabulous. And I have incredible balance. Even took gymnastics at school. What's the one called where you have to walk on the thin rail and balance on it?
The balance beam?
Yes, that's it. I was a master on the balance beam.
Thanks for trying.
You're welcome. I need you up there with me.
I know.
Shall we go?
After you.
Hello?
seems like it goes on forever. I don't suppose you want to take a quick peek up to see how much farther we have to go?
No, thanks.
Oh. How are you doing?
Oh, just hunky-dory as long as I'm blind, and you?
I'm getting a little tired. I could take a nap right here.
Ted?
Oh, right. Feeling fine. Like an ox.
Oh, great, great. Very convincing.
I found the door. This is it.
Oh, is it locked?
I think I'll knock first, just in case. No answer. Here goes. Hello?
Well?
Well, what? I can't see.
Oh, right. And I'm not looking till I get in there.
Fair enough. Perhaps you should go first so I don't trip over some chair or footstool and fall back down the shaft.
Okay. Let me squeeze by.
Just don't look down.
You kidding? My eyes are sealed.
I've got you.
I'm in. There's no one here. Come on, it's safe. Here, step up. Another one. There you go. It's a little round room. Open windows. Knee-high, so be careful. No glass.
The wind is freezing. Where's the fire, the light we saw?
There's nothing here. It's gone.
What? What? Where did it go?
Well, how should I know? There are ashes at your feet there.
They're cold. This can't be. You said you saw a fire here, right?
I said it was flickering.
What, an hour ago? How do you explain this? Cold ashes.
I can't, and I shouldn't have to. I saw what I saw.
Do you see anyone now? On the ground? In the distance? Leaving?
No, there's no one. I see the prairie, the flatlands, and the woods, and... Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What? What is it?
I can see the edge of the world.
Excuse me?
It just drops off. There's a line, an edge.
To the world? Are you joking?
There's a glow there. Oh, God. There's stars. A galaxy of stars.
The Milky Way. You can see the Milky Way.
It's a big wheel of stars. A galaxy, I think. A spinning galaxy. What's it called? A spiral galaxy. That's it. A spiral galaxy.
Gail, you can't see galaxies with the naked eye.
Oh, it's stunning. Just hanging there beyond the edge of the world.
What's going on? I don't understand.
It's amazing. The most amazing thing I've ever seen. Or heard of.
Okay, whatever. What else?
Nothing else. No other stars. No moon. Just this flat prairie. The woods to the left. And the edge of the world straight ahead.
No other buildings? Or signs of civilization? What about the wreckage from the plane?
Oh, the wheel's spinning. I can actually see the galaxy spinning.
Forget the damn galaxy. Do you see a way out of here?
Nothing but what... Wait. There's something. A flash, a streak of silver on the ground near the tree line. It could be a road.
Or a creek. A river, I bet.
I can't tell from here.
I can't stand this. You and your descriptions, the edge of the world, spinning galaxies, imaginary fires... Nothing's real.
I see what I see. If you want me to keep it to myself, I will.
You know, people used to think the Earth was flat. There weren't any other worlds. Do you remember that? And all the sailors were afraid they'd fall off the edge. In the Bible, there's a description of the flat Earth, with a canopy over the top, like a tent over the world, with little pinholes to let the rain in, and the sun and the moon and the stars painted on the inside. It's all very pretty and nice and safe, isn't it? Do you see a canopy, too?
No, you're such an ass. Yeah, I see a canopy. It's wrapped around your head. You're so close-minded. Oh, God, what is it?
That sound again. Another earthquake. Hold on, Gail.
The tower's swaying. Oh, it's starting to crumble. Oh, no!
I'm slipping. There's nothing to hold on to. Oh, God, it's worse.
The ceiling's caving in. Watch out!
We're falling. Gail, where are you?
Ted, hold back your head.
Ah!
Ted!
Thank you.
crazy over this rubble. Through the dark and the dust, rubble is all around. As far as I can see, as high as I am. I can't climb over it. Oh, okay. Okay, Gail, be careful. All right. Small steps. Careful. Ted! Can you hear me, Ted? Hello?
Oh. What? Where am I? Alone. Rubble. Pieces of stone. Crickets. Locusts. So loud. I can't think. I can't. Marble. Stuck. I can't move. Arms. Legs. My neck. Head. I think I can move it. Dust and dirt and grass. Dead grass. It's dark. I can tell. I'm underneath. Oh, the insects. No. I can feel them around me. I can't. No. Don't. I can feel one of them. Oh, my legs. Oh, can't move them. Can't. No, I can feel them up, crawling on me.
Ted, please, tell me where you are. Why doesn't he answer me? He could be anywhere. He could be buried underneath me. Could be dead. No, I'm not alone. He made it. He's around here somewhere. Ted! Hello? Are you there, Ted? Hello? Ted!
I think it feels like I can move my arm. Yes! I can move it. Oh, come on, Cricket. Just a little closer. A little bit closer. That's it. And don't move. Don't move. Gotcha. Ted, 1. Cricket, 0. Sorry. Locust. Serious. Get serious, Ted. Back up. I can dig my way out of this. Sure. One stone at a time. I can do this. No problem, but rest first. I should rest a little first.
I can't. It's hopeless. I can't find him. I should stop. That's it. Stop and stay in one place, maybe. What if he's wandering around in circles? Just stop and rest a while. Wait for him. Sure, he'll find me. Right. Oh, I'm tired. Get some sleep.
I'm floating again. Lifting up from the rubble. Pieces of stone falling around me. Free, floating up. The rubble and the flat earth smaller and gone. The quiet of the stars. And Gail. I hear Gail in the distance. Softly calling me. I see her there. Skipping hopscotch on the stars. Gail. You're here. Naked and new. Like magic, wanting to dance and dancing with me from constellation to constellation, leaping from Orion to Cassiopeia to Leo and
the Big Dipper. I'm leading us, twirling me,
along the thin handle, skipping and balancing on a tightrope. But no need to balance. And the dipper full of... What? Water? But more than water. Star stuff glowing orange and yellow and green. And you and I skimming the surface.
And when we want...
Falling up. Not falling. Skinny dipping. Dreams, you and I. You and I. Touching you.
Are you there?
Gail.
Ted, is that you?
Gail? Over here! In the water!
I can see you. I called and looked for you. I thought you were dead.
Me too. I was buried under the rubble for hours.
When did you get here? What have you been doing?
Been floating on my back. 20-30 minutes ago. Come on in.
You look like you're in a good mood.
I am. I am. Now I am. Get in. Get in.
Hey, stop it. I'm coming. Oh, it's warm.
Gail?
I'm right here.
Hi.
Hello.
I can't believe some of the things I said. I'm so sorry.
I understand. You were probably scared, right?
I was probably a mean-spirited jerk, or a lot worse. I had a dream about you.
Me too.
What was yours about?
Oh, no. You first. Mine's too goofy.
You can't be as strange as mine. You and I were dancing on the stars.
And swimming in the Big Dipper?
Yes. How on earth...
The same dream.
No, that's impossible. Skinny dipping in the Big Dipper?
Uh-huh. That was me.
It's insane. What kind of dance?
A waltz.
The same dream. It's so bizarre. And I don't know how to waltz.
Right. But I do.
Strange.
Here, I'll show you.
What? Now? In the water?
Sure, come on, follow me. 1, 2, 3. Good.
Stop!
Two, three,
stop!
One.
Stop! You're making me dizzy. Oh, boy.
Oh, you were a much better dancer in the dream.
You were magnificent. So graceful. And you are so beautiful.
Come on, you can't even see me.
I remember. And besides, I could see in the dream. Underwater, too.
Oh, listen to you, you dirty...
What else?
The water's a dark, rich green. You can see through it to the rocks and dirt, a couple feet deep. Then it just drops off into the dark.
And what else?
There's the soft glow in the distance. I hadn't noticed shifting lights. Shadows beneath the horizon. Down the river, it looks like.
What you saw from the tower? The spiral galaxy?
Probably. Maybe, but it's far. A couple days' walk.
You're a lot better at this than I was. What else?
Let's see. Ugh. Across the stream on the opposite bank, more slugs. Bigger still. Largest people. You were right. They are moving. They're slithering, slipping into the water.
Maybe they're heading downstream. Watch them.
Yes. They're floating. Wriggling, swimming now. But why?
We need to follow them.
The slugs?
Whatever they are, yes. They know something.
The slugs?
Yes, the slugs.
But what? Why? How?
We'll walk along the bank. Come on. Can you still see them?
Well, they're all over the opposite shore, just dropping into the... Whoa! Whoa, watch out!
Damn! What was that?
Wow. Almost tripped right over it.
Almost? What? A tree? A log?
It's a boat.
What? A boat? Where?
Or a canoe. It's half buried in the mud. Right here.
Show me. Oh, you're right. A dugout canoe.
It looks old.
Abandoned, perhaps. Are there any other signs of people around?
No. It looks banged up.
I don't know. I can't find anything wrong with it. No gaping holes. What's this? Is this a paddle?
I think so.
And another one. This is great. Here. Let's see if we can dig it out of the mud and turn it over.
What? No. You don't mean... No, I can't. No, I'm not getting in that.
Why not? It's better than walking forever.
I can't swim.
Well, that's what the canoe's for.
No. Besides, we can't just steal it.
It seems like it's been here a long time, and I don't think whoever left it is going to be coming back for it anytime soon.
I can't. I can't steer. I've never even been on a boat before.
It'll be easier than that. It's a canoe.
I can't steer a canoe.
Sure you can.
No, I can't.
You'll learn. We're starting to spin around.
Switch sides. Left side. Paddle.
We're turned around. Straighten us out.
Shut up and keep paddling.
There you go. You're doing it.
Stop. Okay, switch. Paddle. Go.
What was that? Something bumped us.
Oh, one of the slugs. They're all around us. The size of small whales. They're leaving us alone, drifting down. Ted.
I hear it.
It looks bad.
This canoe's not built for whitewater. We should pull over now and drag her around.
No, the woods are too dense. We'll never be able to get through with the canoe.
So? We'll build a raft. Come on, before it's too late.
Ted, I want to take a shot at it. I think we can get through.
What? Are you sure?
No, not at all. Whoa! Too late. Hang on.
Oh, God. Hug the shore.
No, less rocks down the middle. Paddle. Oh, boy.
That one almost... Gail!
Still here. Right behind you. Hang on. Here comes the big one.
The big one. Oh, I'm glad I can't see you. Yeah! Can you see any of them?
No. I'm looking. Yes. Yes, there goes one, swooping down. This way, right in front of us. Oh, it's beautiful.
Where the hell are we?
Oh. The trees are growing leaves. Fat, round, green leaves. We're coming around a bend. The river is widening, opening up into a lake. There's slugs all around, everywhere. They're floating, their humps sticking out of the water.
And like manatees.
I don't know manatees.
I'll show you sometime if we ever get out of here. I can feel the light. It's changing, isn't it? Getting brighter.
It is. We're closer to the glow, I think. Oh, wow. The sky is turning pink. No, red and orange. It's changing. Different colors, yellow. Oh, the sky and land, water, everything's changing so fast. Rainbows, I think, but everywhere, in strange directions. The light from the stars, they're closer now, throwing rainbows as they spin around. Oh, it's amazing. I can't even describe it. I'm sorry.
Don't be. It sounds like Wonderland. I can imagine.
Oh, but I wish you could see it. I wish I could share it with you.
You have, Gail. More than you know.
It is a wonderland. There's moss growing on all the trees and small strange animals, too, crawling on the banks and plants like the Emerald Forest.
The Wizard of Oz, Alice in Wonderland. Now you're mixing your children's classics.
Am I? It's the way I remember the Earth looked when I was a kid. It's odd, sad, but when we crashed and I could see again, everything was bleak and black and dead, and I doubted that it had ever been any different, that the
colors and magic, I remembered had just been my imagination as a kid. With Eddie up there in the tree, carried over to 25 years of being blind, lying to myself. But now...
I understand. Gail? What is it?
Wait. Do you hear that?
Not more white water.
It sounds bigger. Different than that.
Oh, God. A waterfall.
No, but it doesn't sound like a waterfall. A waterfall makes a roar. This is more of a whoosh.
Where are we? How near to the shore?
We're far. We're out in the middle.
Well, let's start paddling then. Come on, which side?
Left side. And go. Paddle. Paddle faster. This is it. The edge. Oh, God. The falls aren't making that sound. That roar. Because the water's not hitting anything. No rocks. It's just falling off into space. And the stars.
It has to be hitting something. It can't just fall forever. Can it?
I don't know. Here. Let me try to get closer. You stay here.
Be careful. I don't need my eyes falling off the edge of the earth.
Everything seems to be sucking under, like we're on a big plate and the edge is curved up. The water's bending, too. Underneath.
Underneath? Underneath what?
The earth. The world. Whatever you want to call this place.
How thick is it?
I can't tell. Here, hold my feet. I'm leaning over a little more. Wow. Not thick. About 3 or 4 times as tall as me, that's all.
Can you see underneath? To the other side?
No. Let me go a little further.
Never mind. We don't need to see. I was just curious.
Oh. One of the fishes, whales, slugs, whatever, just shot off the edge.
That was the last of him.
Oh, wait. It's spinning. Slowing. Not falling, floating. Breaking off from the waterfall, hitting the stars and glowing. Disappeared.
I can't understand.
We have to jump.
Are you out of your mind? We have to find a way out of here.
What if this is the only way? We can't sit here forever.
Of course we can. I'm happy. You're happy. We'll build a house.
And raise a family?
Yes, absolutely. Just picture it. Big 2-story affair with one of those wraparound porches and beautiful views of the falls.
Oh, there goes another one.
A fish? Whale? Slug?
Whatever they are. 2 of them now. They're beautiful.
They're big slugs.
That's what they were, maybe. But then they slide off the falls and flash and... Then they spin into the stars. And the farther away they get, the brighter they shine and the slower they fall. Then they stop falling altogether and drift, like little specks of light into the turning wheel of stars. We have to jump.
No.
When a door opens, you go through. Or else.
Or else what?
It closes. And you just fade away. When Eddie died, I was there. I flew to New York with my mom. He took my hand and said, "There it is." I thought he was dreaming. I thought he was back up in the maple out behind the barn. I said, "What, Eddie, is it Times Square?" He said, "No, this is real. The door." A big castle tour. With chains and pulleys. Remember. I knew right away what he was talking about and I started to cry. I said, "Please don't go through it." He said, "I have to. If I don't, it'll close and I'll just fade away."
He said, "Fade away."
Fade away. We can't just fade away.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go then. Before I change my mind.
We'll hold hands and jump.
I'm not afraid. But I don't want to lose you.
You won't. Whatever happens, we'll be together.
If you say so.
The next slug that goes, we follow, okay? Ted?
Let's not wait.
Okay. On three, then.
On one. You know,
I know. I feel the same.
I love you. I'm gonna miss...
No goodbyes.
No goodbyes. One.
Can you see it?
Can you see it?
Can you see it?
I can see it.
Do you see anything?
There's nothing here. We're too far from the crash site.
Agreed. Let's turn back and... Wait a second. I think I have something. About 2 o'clock.
I see it.
Set us down on the beach. There.
Up ahead, where the sand dunes hit the edge of the woods.
I see it. It looks like seats. I don't see anything else around here.
They're dead.
Wow, the whole row in one piece still intact. Strange.
12A and 12B, that's the last two.
Thousands of miles of ocean and they hit this speck of scrub and sand. How'd they get so far from the rest of the wreckage?
I don't know. Funny things happen when you fall from 35,000 feet.
Oof, what a horrible way to go. It takes, what, 7 to 8 minutes to fall that far?
That's a long time to be waiting to die. I think I'd slip my wrists instead of having to think about it.
But look at these two. They look almost...
You think? I'm not sure I'd go that far. Not scared, though.
Strange. Holding hands. Probably married, no?
Maybe. We should get back.
I really hope they didn't have any kids, you know?
Yep.
I hate this job.
Come on.
It's against the rules. No memories.
I don't care. They deserve better than this.
Who are you to say? Who are you to question the rules?
I'm me. That's enough. Are you going to try and stop me?
Try? No. You know the consequences.
They didn't have enough time. They deserve to be together.
You can't guarantee that, no matter what you do. No matter what memories you choose for them.
But I can give them a chance.
A slim chance at best.
A fighting chance is all they need.
You're a hopeless romantic.
Hopeful. A hopeful romantic.
What do you intend to do to help them find each other?
Their dreams. Their shared dreams of dancing on the stars. Together.
Skinny dipping in the Big Dipper. It won't be enough. You know that.
You'll see. They'll surprise us. You'll see.